Welcome to Popular Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a popular Wikipedia page every day. With 646,701 views on Tuesday, the 2nd of May 2023, our article of the day is Gordon Lightfoot. Gordon Meredith Lightfoot Jr., November 17, 1938, May 1, 2023, was a Canadian singer-songwriter and guitarist who achieved international success in folk, folk rock, and country music. He is credited with helping to define the folk pop sound of the 1960s and 1970s. He has been referred to as Canada's greatest songwriter, and his songs have been recorded by some of the world's most renowned musical artists. Lightfoot's biographer Nicholas Jennings said, "His name is synonymous with timeless songs about trains and shipwrecks, rivers and highways, lovers and loneliness." Lightfoot songs, including For Loving Me, Early Morning Rain, Steel Rail Blues, Ribbon of Darkness, a number one hit on the U.S. country chart with Marty Robbins's cover in 1965, and Black Day in July, about the 1967 Detroit riot, brought him wide recognition in the 1960s. Canadian chart success with his own recordings began in 1962 with the number three hit, Remember Me, I'm the One, followed by recognition and charting abroad in the 1970s. He topped the US Hot 100 or Adult Contemporary, AC, chart with the hits If You Could Read My Mind, 1970, Sundown, 1974, Carefree Highway, 1974, Rainy Day People, 1975, and The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, 1976, and had many other hits that appeared in the top 40. Several of Lightfoot's albums achieved gold and multi-platinum status internationally. His songs have been recorded by many notable artists. The Guess Who recorded a song called Lightfoot on their 1968 album, Wheatfield Soul. The lyrics contain many Lightfoot song titles. Robbie Robertson of the band described Lightfoot as a national treasure. Bob Dylan, also a Lightfoot fan, called him one of his favorite songwriters and said, "I can't think of any Gordon Lightfoot song I don't like. Every time I hear a song of his, it's like I wish it would last forever." Lightfoot became a mentor for a long time. I think he probably still is to this day. Lightfoot was a featured musical performer at the opening ceremonies of the 1988 Winter Olympic Games in Calgary, Alberta, and has received numerous honors and awards. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:34 UTC on Wednesday, the 3rd of May 2023. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Gordon Lightfoot. This podcast is produced by Abul Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. On Mastodon, follow us at wikioftheday@masto.ai. Abul Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Ayanda Neural. Thank you for listening to Popular Wiki of the Day.